You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
See, Abraham and Adam Shalom decided that to find a match for his dear son, Yitzchak Rabin Adam Shalom. So he sent Eliezer to find a match. So the first question that you ask, what's the question that you're asking?
Where?
Chazak, beautiful. So how come Yitzchak didn't go himself? So that's the question you're asking. So how come he didn't go himself? So let's say you go to the families in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say. Why? And the answer here is, obviously, Yitzchak Avinu would not accept anybody to be deserving, to be his wife. Why? Because, just imagine, first of all, he's the son of Avraham Avinu Shalom. And his father is called Av Hamon Goyim. That means, as you know, we see, it's keep repeating, Nesi Elokim, and so on, the title that's given to him. And also, he himself was placed on the altar. He was a sacrifice, actually, and he heard the angels. So you know what the feeling gives you? Who could be qualified to be your wife? So now here it's a very interesting point that we see that's the most problematic matter when people, they looking for a match. They feel, you know, I'm top to the Shamayim. And who can really match me? So here we see this type of attitude can get you stuck. And then you go on, and you go on, you go on, and you go on, and then you go back like 10 years ago, say, ay, 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 lost that. But God forbid, you know, it could be too late. So that's one of the matters that we see, it could be very problematic. And that's what the Torah Moshiach is teaching us, that that's why Abraham Avinu Shalom decided, because Rabbeinu said, no, this is not good, that's not good, this is that, you know, it looks like this, it looks like that. So Abraham said, sit home, I'll take care of you. So that's what exactly happened. So now the other question that you have, what's the other question?
Why?
When did he send them? When did he send Eliezer? When was it?
Do you know when?
1,000 years ago.
But you know what day was it? Do you know the day? That was a good, that's a good answer. Sorry? Okay. So now, maybe we can find out when...
Tuesday.
Beautiful, beautiful. When was it that...
3 years after Agadat Yitzhak.
Chazak Baruch, beautiful, beautiful. So when was the Agadat Yitzhak actually?
37.
But what day was it?
Oh, the week?
Yeah. Oh. What day was it?
One of the 7 days.
I know, but what day was it that Abraham Avinu Alam Shalom placed Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, on the altar?
Tuesday.
Chazak Baruch. It was Yom HaKippurim. So now, when Abraham Avinu Alam Shalom is coming back home, right? So, what day he arrives home? Say? How do we know?
2 days after.
Say?
3 days travel.
Beautiful. So now, when he arrived in Har Moriah, it took 3 days. So now, if he placed Yitzchak Avinu on the altar on Yom Kippurim, so 3 days after, it's actually Sukkot. So he arrived home, Sukkot. That means, Sarai Imenu, Adar Shalom passed away right before
Sukkot.
So there is an interesting quote here. It says in the Torah that Hashem blessed Abraham with everything. Bakol. Bakol. It says in the Torah that he was blessed. Bakol. What does Bakol mean? Bakol means everything. Hagerah says a very beautiful thing. Hagerah Lav Shalom says, we have three pesukim in the Torah that starts with Bet, Kaf, and Lamet. Bakol, Bet, Kaf, Lamet. Where is this three pesukim? Parshat Emor, it says, Basukot Teshevu Shivad Yamim. Starts with Bet. You have to sit in the Sukkot. Then he says, "Call I Hezrach beisrael Yeshu basukot." Everybody, and then he says, "Why? Lema'an yedeu dorotechem ki basukot hushafti et ben Israel." So now here we see that the blessing that Abraham Avinu got, Bakol, is related to what?
Sukkot.
Bakol, basukot, hushafti teshevu shivad yamim. Call I Hezrach beisrael. So now what does it mean? That Hashem blessed Abraham. The blessing of the Sukkot? What does that mean?
Sukkot is man simchatin.
Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. But why? He says in Tratan al-Rushat that when the guest came to the house of Abraham Abin al-Shalom, he says, Vehu omet alehem. What does Vehu omet alehem mean? So the order them, what does it mean?
Higher than
that. Omet alehim. What does omet mean? Alehim. What does it mean?
Over them.
Over them. What does that mean? Alehim, that means he put a ladder, he went on their head. What does it mean?
Yeah. Higher than
them. Higher than them. Midrash says, Abraham Shalom stood over the three guests like this, and he gave them a shade. That means he make like a big umbrella over them to protect them from the heat. So Hashem said, because you did such a kindness to your guests to protect them from the heat, I'm going to give your children 40 years. Arba'im Shana. Chehel Sal. Super. No. The Ananiya Kavod. Because he stood over them and gave him the shade. So Hashem gave Am Yisrael 40 years. So now here we see exactly. So what's the purpose that Hashem arranged it that Sarah Imenu passes away right before Sukkot? Why Hashem did such a thing? Why? Why she should leave this olam before Sukkot? Why?
Wasn't it around that same time a year before that she left? So she didn't get to see that or experience
it. I know, but that was a positive thing or was a negative thing? Why Hashem arranged that she would leave this olam before Sukkot? Why? And the answer here is, you should never know this halachot. If such a thing happens, right, before the Chag, then you are exempt from mourning. So what did Hashem do? Because Abraham Avinu Shalom did such a kindness to his guest. So he arranged it that when he comes back from his last test, sacrificing his son, when he came back, he did not go through the mourning. Why? Because he did such a mesirat nefesh. But can you imagine that you stand like this for hours to give shade to your guest? You know what that is? But it's worth it?
Yes.
Like few, maybe hours or whatever that, you know, timing that he went through.
Why wouldn't he invite them inside the tent?
I'm sorry?
Why wouldn't he invite them inside the tent?
He had no room. There's no vacancy. So, first of all, he had to make sure these are pure people. Because, as you know, the Zohar HaKadosh brings, he had a special tree that he would monitor the guests. He would have them sit under the tree, and the tree would feel them. He would smell them. If they were idol worshiper, it would not give them shade. So he would tell them, jump in the mikveh. But if the tree would realize that they're okay, then it would open up. It was like an umbrella. Without it. So now he sees that the three guests, nothing moves. So he had to give shade himself. But here the reward that we see he received, Hashem barachet Abraham bakol. What does bakol means? That he gave his descendants such a protection for 40 years. 40 years, we were honored and privileged to be secured for all types of heat, nachashim, v'achrabim. Why? Because of Avinu Shalom, his attitude toward helping other people, no matter what, unconditional, whatever that is able to do, he would do for them. And that's what exactly omit alehem means. And that's what we see, such a great reward that he received, that till today we are benefiting from his such a great kindness. Hashem yizakenu sheyeh chodesh hazeh.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.